Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Have you heard the stories about austerity propositions being pushed forth by King Salman in Saudi Arabia? Austerity programs. You heard me right. Cutting back because they've been too opulent and their economy not doing well. Why is that? Well, quite simply, because oil prices have plummeted because of the American renaissance in energy. And you may recall that President Trump last summer, before being elected, proclaimed the United States would seek and achieve global energy dominance. Might have sounded like a lot of bombast, but you know what? It's happening. Red tape's being cut. The government's getting out of the way. Areas to drill and create energy becoming more prevalent. Big things happening. Dr. Bonner Cohen here, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Doctor, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have you here. So, you know, for those, well, for the never Trumpers and the Democrats and all the people that are naysayers of the president, which there are many, you know, he gets ridiculed for many of his statements. But once again, he's proven, it seems, that he knew what he was talking about, because we're on the way to that dominance, aren't we?
Yes, he knew exactly what he was talking about. The amazing thing is that Trump understands completely how the United States, which is the world's largest producer of natural gas, the world's fastest growing producer of oil, and the country with the largest coal reserves in the oil, can marshal all of that not only to the advantage of the American people domestically by providing us with an almost inexhaustible amount of affordable and reliable energy, but as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, how we can use that to completely turn the world upside down, specifically the world's energy markets upside down, which, in fact, we are doing. As you pointed out, the Saudis are having to cut back.
Well, they certainly are. It's also having a very detrimental effect on Vladimir Putin's Russia, because the money they were counting on for a variety of things has also dried up in many places.
That's right. Russia has an enormous amount of oil, but it's expensive to extract. And it can't compete with American oil, both in terms of the quality of that oil. The Russians have what's known as the heavy sour oil, and most of that oil that we get from fracking is a light sweet crude, which is much preferred by customers, and by not only extracting our oil, but exporting it to markets in Europe, Asia, Africa, and elsewhere, we are undercutting the Russians. The Russians need, like OPEC countries, they want the price of oil to be high. And if the price of oil goes high, what our American frackers do is they simply produce more oil, and for that matter, natural gas.
That's correct.
And the days in which OPEC runs the show have come and gone, and the day when OPEC, more or less in collusion with the Russians, can call the shots, those days have come and gone, too. So
well, thankfully, the
political implications of this are fascinating.
Yeah, the same days that have come and gone are the days of so-called peak oil, running out of oil, a la Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
Those days are gone. The days of wearing sweaters on TV and talking about the American malaise, thankfully, are also in the rearview mirror, because Jimmy Carter was wrong, as were all the naysayers, that we were going to run out of oil, it would be chaos, and there would be all this darkness in the world. Not true. In fact, America continues to set the pace and set the standard, really, for professionalism when it comes to all of these opportunities. Now, let me ask you this, because I put this idea forth in the past, and nobody seems to take me seriously, but at some point it makes me wonder. Alaska has the permanent fund. It's been there since the 1970s,
right,
because of the amount of energy they have. Couldn't a similar program be put into place to help pay off the American debt of $20 trillion? Can't energy be the path?
That's an interesting proposition. There's no doubt that we have the geological resources, if you will, whether it's in Alaska or West Texas or elsewhere, to pay off that debt. It's an intriguing idea, and it's something that I certainly think the Trump administration should explore. They are, unlike their predecessors, absolutely prepared to use our resources to the advantage of our country. This is completely in line with America First. So while you're dealing with America First, why not deal with that horrible $20 trillion debt? And we have the resources to deal with that. So I say that is an idea well worth exploring.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Dr. Bonner Cohen here, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. One of the things that obviously doesn't get the fanfare of the big tax reform bill that's making its way through now, because that gets a lot of attention. What doesn't get much attention, but is critically important to what we're doing economically here, and especially when it comes to energy, is the cutting of regulations, the elimination of red tape, getting clearing the playing field, if you will. And that's gone on at a dramatic pace ever since Trump took the White House. Is that correct?
That's true. For every regulation that the Trump administration has drawn up, the promise was we would do away with two regulations. Well, the ratio now is for every regulation the Trump administration has imposed, they have done away with 22. And this is across the board, but it has been particularly active at the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and I think you will see it spread to the Department of Energy and the Department of Interior. So, yes, we were hamstringing ourselves. And by the way, this was being done on purpose by not just career people at EPA, but particularly Obama, political appointees at EPA, whose goal it was to limit our access to energy. It sounds like a crazy goal, but that's how these people actually think.
But let me ask you this. Let me jump in here, Doctor. What was the goal? Because I know you're right. I know that went on. There are a lot of regulations. In fact, at one time, Barack Obama had mentioned his goal of making gas $10 a gallon. What is the point of that? Why would you want that? Why would you want to do that?
In Obama's case, of course, he saw the United States as the great evil doer in the world. Hence his apology tour that he went on shortly after becoming president. Remember, the first place he went was Cairo, Egypt, where he apologized to the Muslim world for all the horrible things the United States had done since it was created in 1776. And so, in his view, the United States is not a force for good, and a United States that was too strong would simply lead to more wars, more poverty, more all a bunch of very undesirable things. That is completely in line with the goal of the environmental movement, which is also viciously anti-fossil fuel, wants to keep it in the ground, as they say, rather than extract it from the ground for our own use, and which is also heavily funded by the alternative energy industry, quote-unquote industry,
sure. Right,
and solar. And so you have to level the playing field artificially to make those industries, wind and solar, competitive.
There you go. Dr. Bonner Cohen, I'm going to leave it there. Great conversation. Greatly appreciate you coming here. Let's discuss further that U.S. permanent fund at some point in the future. I think that's an idea worth pursuing.
Although, I believe it is.
There you go. Thank you, Doctor. Greatly appreciate that. 41 after now is part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Trying to save money? Well, DTE Energy is committed to helping you save. As a matter of fact, we lowered our natural gas rate by 9% as of April 1st because we're passing our own lower costs onto you. So you get safe, reliable energy, and you pay less, which means you save more. Just go to dteenergy.com/newbill for more information. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Now a message from Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. Do you believe truth and liberty are under assault in our country today? The Great Lakes Justice Center was founded to defend truth and protect liberty in today's turbulent times. Forces that have no concern for our nation, our Constitution, and our God-given inalienable rights are attacking our liberties every day. Go to GreatLakesJC.org now to find the resources you need regarding current cultural issues to equip yourself and defend truth and liberty today.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association.